you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Just the Sit. Okay, I wore a Moschino suit that got all the praises, and people were really loving my Billboard's awards look. We were so excited. We asked the designer, Jeremy Scott himself, to come and take the sip. We had no clue he would say yes. But I've been waiting for a long time to sit with this man. I've been a fan of his since his early days. So please welcome the one, the only, Jeremy Scott, everybody. I cannot even deal today. I can't believe this is happening. Do you remember where we met?
Did we meet near Universal at the
No. I'm going to tell you exactly where we met. I have this rule that if you're with me at dinner and we see a celebrity, you cannot go up to that person and say hello. It is rude. They are trying to enjoy their dinner and you cannot do it. It's disrespectful. And
I have this Polo Lounge.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I had just seen, there's a fashion show. Please Google it. I think it was like spring, summer 2021. You guys had did the puppets.
Yes, the marionettes.
And I had never seen anything like it. And I said, I have to go up to him and tell him hello. Mm-hmm. I got to tell him that I saw it and that I was moved. And my friend goes, I've known you for 10 years. You always had a rule. I'm like, shut up. I'm going up and I'm saying hello.
I was so touched by that. It was so sweet. And that it had just happened. So as I wasn't seeing very many people because of the state of the world, it was so wonderful to have an accolade from an actual enthusiastic human that was so kind to tell me. So I really, truly appreciated it. And I do remember. And it meant the world because, yeah, I was divorced from having my show and having the accolades from people backstage telling me and getting a reaction. So, you know, the show happened. It was launched because, you know, we filmed it. So it launched. I'm at home by myself, you know, having some chai latte. Yeah. It was not like a normal show for me. And that was the first time I'd ever had that. So it was really great. And I really do appreciate your sweet, enthusiastic compliment.
You're the guy in fashion that everyone expects so much from, whether it's the Met Gala, whether it's a runway show. You are the king. You're the Andy Warhol of fashion. I feel like you're the coolest dude in the world. You're always the one people want to be around. Does it feel that way to you?
Not at all. But I really, really, really appreciate that amazing compliment. I will take it. I won't return it, but I'll keep it. It'll be mine. I don't need the receipt. It is my forever. But that's not the way I think of myself or think of the way I see the world or in that way. I honestly just keep trying to do work that resonates for me, that comes from the heart, that is the most, you know, authentic of I can give, and hopefully that catches the zeitgeist and can hopefully touch people and put a smile on their face or inspire them or you know, bring something uplifting or make them look at things in a different way. You know, that's all I think about is just the next one. And by the nature of fashion it's so cruel. I'm only as good as my last show.
Yeah.
So I've got to do a better one. Got to do more. I've got to bring something more exciting and just keep pushing the envelope.
Was it always like easy for people to understand your vision? Because I feel like for me, if you explain to me what you wanted to do, like, I'm going to have Kacey Musgraves show up at the Met Gala looking like a fucking Barbie doll. And we're going to do that. Or I'm going to take a highlighter and I'm going to draw on some fabric and we're going to cut it out. Like, people must look at you like you're a two-headed dragon. Am I wrong?
At least at this point, people are very used to my work being challenging, unconventional, or surprising. So I think I worked with a lot of the same people now for quite a while. So I think I don't really get that immediate crew, but I don't dispute you that maybe that could be the reaction from people who are watching from afar.
Oh my God. I always think it's so interesting. Like, I love to look at the most creative people in the world and see where they came from. And it's so funny because your dad, his name is Jim. He is an engineer. Your mother is Sandy. She is a teacher. You have a sister named Barbara, who's a lawyer, and you have a brother named James. And then Barbara gets to say, yeah, I practice corporate law, but my brother is Jeremy Scott. Like, how did Jeremy Scott come out of this like conservative family with like, seems to be like the nicest, like the Cleavers. How did you come out of the Cleavers?
Yeah, it is very surprising, to say the least. I mean, I grew up partially on a farm in very rural Missouri and had a very humble upbringing, very little house on the prairie, idyllic. And I just had a fire burning inside me that I had to express myself probably stronger than from where the place I was from normally would have allowed or would have expected. And I just had to keep forging my own path forward to get to the place to be able to shine my light, you know, share ideas and share that. And for it to then even a longer procession, for it to be appreciated and for it to be understood. And for it to bring the kind of excitement that you bring talking about it. And that is such a joy. And I'm thrilled to even think about it in those terms, because sometimes, you know, we forget, you know, I have my daily grind and all the things.
Yeah.
Get to the next thing to think about. Yeah. It's been a wild, long journey. And I'm so grateful to be at this place, to be able to share my ideas with the world and for them to resonate and for people to appreciate them, to love them, to be so inspired to come say hello to me at the Polo Lounge.
Oh my God, I was so scared. And you know, the only other time we had ever met, let me just tell you guys a little bit about, you know, California back in the cut. There was this little place called Coachella back in the day before, like, you know, before Coachella was like what you know it as, before Beyonce showed up and like 200,000 people screamed. It was like 90,000 people. It was like cute. If you got tickets, you were cool. If you had a VIP pass, you were f***ing somebody. It was crazy.
Well, that wristband.
But yes, if you had that wristband, bitch, if you got into that Jeremy Scott party at a grocery store, he shut down a motherfucker. Grocery store in the middle of the desert, when I tell you, you would pretend like the U.S. government said there are only 1,000 vaccines left in the world, and whoever gets to this grocery store first will get in. It was pandemonium. And I had never thought about, like, yeah, this guy's going to throw this thing in a grocery store. You are just so crazy. You're crazy. I think it's just like, I don't know. It was the craziest. I snuck into your party. I had the time of my life, but I snuck in and I was like, someone's gonna recognize I'm not supposed to be here.
That's exactly what I thought my entire life.
Do you have imposter syndrome too, like I do?
I mean, when you asked me those questions a minute ago, I thought, I'm not that person. Who's he talking about? Like, that's not me. I've always felt like an outsider. I still feel like an underdog. I still feel like, you know, I'm trying to like make my way. I'm still hungry, you know? And I mean, I hope that is why the work resonates the way you describe it, why people are surprised and why it continues to shock and excite and raise the bar. Because I am hungry. I want to continue to deliver. And part of it is because I have this innate feeling that I've still not done it. I haven't achieved it. I don't merit it yet. I haven't gotten to that point. So stay hungry. That is my like goal. And now that I think about it, it's gonna be stay hungry.
I think you got to that point. I think once, you know, Disney don't let anybody touch your Mattel don't let anybody touch their Sesame Street is not letting anyone touch their unless you are proven, unless you are worthy, and they deem that you can do it. And Sesame Street let you collab with them on this unbelievable collection. Elle Magazine has one of the most beautiful, I think, one of the most beautiful spreads of the collection on Kacey Musgraves. What was it like when they told you that you could use this timeless catalog of images on some of your work?
It was such a joy. I have such an immense respect for, you know, Sesame Street, for Jim Henson, for all that they've created and all they've also educated, you know, all of us grew up with.
That's right.
And certainly still continue to grow up with these characters who have been such early adapters and showers of like diversity and of community spirit and of being open and thoughtful and it's just, you know, I just think, wow, like Jim Henson for me is an unsung American hero. He should be on the par of Walt Disney because what he's given to so many of us and educated so many, and globally, I mean, there's, you know, Sesame Street in so many different countries. Some of them have even other characters as well, but it, you know, it's something that has really shaped and helped educate so many children. So not only was I thrilled to pieces to be able to play with some of my favorite characters and childhood friends in that respect.
Yes.
And put more designs, but to be able to give back in that way by licensing the characters and being able to help continue the great work that they do, you know, with all the educating they do. I'm in awe.
It's just so nuts to me. Like when I look at a designer and you could see this thing happen where they start trickling into different things. It's like when Ralph Lauren, you know, made the first sheet set and then like it was in everyone's homes and then the towels and then this thing. And it's, you know, it's funny because some people call it selling out, but I call it infusing your brand and in your energy into other things. You know, as a designer, where do you want to see your name go next? Because I'm watching Halston right now and I'm watching this whole thing with this guy who kind of lost his way. But I look at the Ralph Lauren's and I see how strategic and how on brand it is. Where do you want to see your name and legacy go next?
Yeah, well, I think of my work and I think about people's lives and I want my work to be part of the fabric of people's lives. I want people to have memories of times in their life and that I can be part of that in different ways. That's why I have designed things far outside of, you know, clothing and sneakers to baby strollers, a wine bottle, you know, that there's something, you know, maybe someone was looking at their baby pictures in 20 years and their now loved ones like, oh, look at your stroller. It was so cute. And they're like, yeah, that was a Jeremy Scott stroller. Like, wow. So I'm part of like their baby pictures, or maybe someone was like going on their first date and they get like this special design bottle of Ecco di Mani that I designed. And that's the night they fall in love. And that is their drink. And it was, I'm part of it. You know, I love thinking like you were dancing in semi-clothes all night long, sweating. And that's with your friends. And then you, bumped into someone who you fell in love with and spent the rest of your life with. And that picture that you captured that night on the dance floor, you're wearing my clothes and I'm part of your story. And that to me is what I want. I want to be part of people's lives. And if I can do that through my designs and infuse that joy, that creativity, that passion into their lives through that, then that's a very successful place for me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, it's so funny because I've had one of the greatest days of my own career at the Billboard Music Awards. And I actually wore, I don't know if you can see this.
Oh, it's a vintage mosquito. So handsome in it.
Thank you. And it's so funny because when the stylist hit me up, he was like, I have this and that. And then I have this Moschino suit. And I'm like, bring the fucking Moschino suit. And he's like, I don't know if it's going to fit you. I'm like, bring the fucking Moschino suit. We are going to wear it. Like, we have to try it on. And he's like, okay, well, it's velvet. I'm like, I don't care if it's going to be 110 in Palm Springs. We are going to wear that suit. And it's so funny because you put it on. And I understand where Nikki and Kacey Musgraves and not understand where all of these huge celebrities, how they feel. Like when they have that eye on the red carpet and you can tell like no one can f- with Nikki at this moment. It's because she had the feeling that I felt. And even as a regular person, like I knew I was Cinderella and that had to go back. But just knowing I had a piece of you on me was kind of, it was a feeling. It was weird. It was a feeling.
So sweet. I love that. And that's what's great. And that's what's amazing about fashion, when clothes can give you that feeling, that confidence, that excitement. That's what I live for. Those are the stories that make me so happy, because that's where my work is really resonating. Because when it can give you that other thing, it's beyond the fabric, it's beyond that, it becomes part of you, and it becomes something from inside that's radiating out.
Yeah,
the most beautiful gift.
It's so crazy. What's the biggest, like, what's the celebrity you were like, y'all, we have to get this right, like this is going to be like, if we this up on her, I won't be able to forgive myself. Like, who was it?
I mean, I think without a doubt, the person that's always, for me, has been the most, I don't want to say stressful, but in that way of like, the stakes are so high because of my personal emotion, is it's for sure Madonna. 100%.
I literally wrote Madonna.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
I knew you were going to say Madge. A, because we're gay men. And we remember where we were the first time we saw her in that wedding dress rolling around, you know, the stage with a crucifix on. And the amount of detail and the amount of character and the amount of drama that goes into Madonna in every way, shape, and form, even when she's wearing a juicy f***ing tracksuit. I used to work at Ed Hardy back in the cut, Christian Odege.
Oh, yeah.
And we would send her, she would call. Siobhan was her person at the time.
Yeah.
Siobhan would call me on my personal and be like, we need Christian Odege tracksuits tomorrow. And I was like, well, Siobhan, you live in London and I'm in Los Angeles. It's 5 o'clock on a Friday. Good luck getting them. He would fly me to London overnight to drop those things
on. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Because she believed in them. She rocked them with so much confidence. And designers knew she would appreciate it.
Yeah, it's true.
Is there someone you're dying to get your hands on?
The only person I've never dressed, who I love and would love to dress, and we've spoken about it, we haven't gotten there yet, it's Dolly Parton. I love her so much. And she, I dressed Katie for when Katie performed with her for the Country Music Awards, when they were giving Dolly, I think, an achievement award or something. And Katie brought me, because she knew what a Dolly fan I am. And she introduced me to Dolly, and she's like, you know, Katie was like, this is my friend Jeremy, he's a big fan, he loves you. And Dolly's like, thank you so much for loving me so much, Jeremy. And then she came up and she grabbed my jacket later, and she goes, oh, I love this. I was like, I made it. It's patchworks of all my old leather. It's my coat of many colors.
Oh my God.
Her from old seasons all patched together. She goes, will you make me one of those someday? I was like, anytime. So I'm still waiting. She's had some little presents and gifts, but I want to create a magical moment just for her.
Have you chosen your muse for Met Gala?
I have been working on my guest list, yes. So it's still, of course, mum's the word, as you know. But
Is Dolly Parton on that guest list?
I'm working on my list and putting people together. I don't want to say a word. It's like spoiling Christmas before then. It's like peeking at your presents. No peeking.
Look, I'm going to throw this out there because I feel like when you're on camera, you can get a lot more shit out of people and you can get people to promise you a lot more things. I want to bring a camera and I would love to come in your showroom and I would love to do a behind the scenes and what it takes to really get ready for Met Gala just a few days before. And I want to see the fittings and we can blur some and we won't release it until after because I feel like you're up for 19 hours. You're cursing at every motherfucker in your way because it must be the most stressful week for designers.
It is pretty stressful. It's a lot. It is a lot because also, you know, it's not also that there's not other things going on still with the regular work on top of doing these, you know, very high profile gowns with very high profile people and many different personalities and having it like everyone having to come together to make this happen on probably one of the globe's most scrutinized stages. You know, I mean, that red carpet is so scrutinized and picked apart globally.
Wow.
You know, so I definitely it's high stakes. It's high stakes, as they say in Vegas. It's high stakes.
What was that feeling the first time Anna Wintour's office called and said, we would like you to have a table at this thing and present someone? What year was that? And
well, I first went in 1998, I believe. I think my first one was like 98. I went a couple times in the very beginning of my career that Anna had invited me. It wasn't that same. It's not to the intensity of what it is today. I mean, it was still intense. It's like,
yes,
you know, like you're walking and suddenly like Donatella's saying hi. And then you realize you're on her train and like scooping down the back. And then Mario Testino's camera comes in to take a picture of her butt. And you're like, oh my God, like, how did that guy just do this? And, you know, like, you know, or there's, you know, these, I like, you know, I remember Whitney Houston, like being up on a table and being like, bye. And being like, holy smokes. That's Whitney Houston standing on a table at the Met Gala screaming at Bobby Brown. You know,
oh
like,
my God, yes.
There's like things. I mean, Lil' Kim being my like table partner sitting next to me in the height of like Lil' Kingdom, you know.
By the way, I love that people are like, I'm going to invite Gloria Vanderbilt. I'm going to invite Bianca Jagger. And you're like, I'm bringing Lil' Kim, bitch.
Yes.
I don't even know if she has a last name.
I thought it was Kim.
Yeah. You're like, no. Last name, you're like Kim. First name, you're like Lil, her. Like, that is like my thing. I love that you say fuck it and you shake the cage. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, no, we're coming like this. And I'm going to put white hair in Nikki's and we're just going to fucking rock it out.
Yeah. I just, you know, I like things to be electric.
By the way, how much Echo Domani are you going to have at that showroom for the month getting ready up to Met Gala? Because I'm not going to lie. I'm a Pina Grigio dude.
Yeah.
And I f*** with Echo Domani hard.
Oh, me too. I'm so glad you like it.
Yeah, I love it.
It really is. And I'm so excited to be asked to do the bottle and do something special to celebrate their 25th anniversary. I love an anniversary. I love a celebration. So to be able to be included and to be able to bring a bold flavor graphic to their iconic bottle is my dream come true.
Now, with all this NFT happening in the world and this, like, you know, Uber reality and, you know, all of this, like, you know, all these crazy alternate reality things. You have Sesame Street. you've reinvented Barbie 15 times over in my mind. I pass by your store, I see it, it's there. If Barbie was real and walking around, that bitch would be all in Jeremy Scott image, you know. If you could put your hands on one cartoon character, who would it be?
I mean, I've worked with ones that I love. I mean, for me, I'm also a huge Mickey fan personally. I love
him. Yes.
You know, I love that he's globally understood everywhere of this like sign of joy and happiness. So you immediately communicate that as soon as you see him. That's one of my favorites. I just can't get over. I love that. So many Mickey t-shirts. It's like a closet.
If I were you and I can get my hands on one person, I would Carmen Sandiego. That bitch would be jumping out of airplanes and scaling walls and catching dudes in the act in a Jeremy Scott like trench coat with like a garter belt. Like it would be a whole thing. That's who I could see like really killing it in 2021.
Could redo her chapeau.
Can you imagine a little pillbox hat, which is like a little like, and she's like, bye bitches. Thank you so much. Thank you for inspiring me. I pass by your store all the time. And I feel like I tell people about your show at least once a month. It comes up in conversation. And I'm so happy I got to break into your party and talk to you about Echo Domani and Sesame Street. And I just adore you as a designer and as a person. And I know one day, you know, hopefully Netflix will take your life and f*** it up and Ryan Murphy will blow your shit up like he's doing right now.
Oh my God. I don't have a sassy. Let me just be really clear. There's no sassy in my repertoire here.
By the way, when Netflix puts $10 million on the table, everybody's got a sassy in their repertoire. Thank you so much and continue to be iconic.
Thank you, Justin. So much love. Take care.
Oh my God, so much love. I appreciate everything and I know you're a busy man, so we really appreciate you coming here.
My pleasure.
Hey, you guys, thank you again for joining us for another week of Just the Sip. And don't forget, rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Tell all your friends about it. Hit me up on Instagram at Justin A. Sylvester. And as usual, we will see you next Wednesday for another episode of Just the Sip.